Friday night, 10:51 p.m. in the East, streaming live on Pride48.com. It's time for The Mix. My name is Daniel Brewer. I do not do this show alone. I do it with my good buddy, Adam Burns. Adam, how are you this evening?
Kiwi strawberry.
I'm doing strawberry excellent. Watermelon. Thank you for asking. I think it's watermelon kiwi. Is that what you're...
Watermelon kiwi.
All right, we'll explain that to those of you who may be behind, which would be, I don't know, everyone. I am trying a new beverage this evening. I'm trying this truly hard seltzer. And I have the tropical pack, and I have three flavors left from that pack. There were four flavors to start with. In pre-show, I tried the passion fruit. And now Adam is choosing between the pineapple, the mango, and the watermelon kiwi, and you have chosen watermelon.
Watermelon kiwi. Hi.
I am taking the truly watermelon kiwi hard seltzer, and that will be my next drink. There we go.
We're having a little bit of a food and beverage fest here on The Mix tonight because I am trying, and I didn't put enough. I will say this. But I got a flavoring for my popcorn in my popcorn maker.
Yes.
And it's for that sweet kettle corn type popcorn.
Right. It's called Flavicon. What's it called?
No, it's not. You know, that one, actually, it's not called Flavicol. So I got a call on Flavicol.
Flavicol. It says, hello, and I'm from Merck Pharmaceuticals. We'd like you to try our new Flavicol.
And I was told that if I wanted a seasoning for my popcorn, I should get Flavicol because that will make it taste exactly like movie theater popcorn. Oh. And while I was on Amazon, which is where you get Flavicol and everything else.
It's your source for Flavicol.
They had a sweet seasoning, but I don't think it's the same brand.
Right. But it's like kettle corn. It's sweet popcorn.
But it's just it comes in a, you know, those paper milk carton.
Yeah.
Containers.
Yeah, like the milk that you'd find on the shelf.
Yeah, so it comes in that, but it's a powder. And so, and my popcorn maker has oil. You put oil, then you put the popcorn, and it has a little arm thing that spins around and a little metal lid.
Yeah.
And it, you know, comes out the top.
Yes.
And so I put that powder on there, and the powder melts, and it glazes the popcorn. Huh. I put enough. Yeah, but it tastes good, but I think I could have put more.
Oh, well, there you go. That sounds amazing. Adam, you know...
I know the satyr. I'm sorry. The satyr doesn't like eating on a show.
No, he doesn't. But that's all right. He's not listening. He's flying home from Florida. Adam, you know, we should consider doing this. Now, hear me out for a moment. If you were to buy an RV, then you and I could do an RV podcast. And let me tell you, Adam, apparently RV podcasts are where it's at. Every single RV podcast that I've listened to has sponsors, like not like Audible or one of those link type sponsors, but like LL Bean sponsors several of them, a whole bunch of like app, you know, RV app manufacturers sponsor. Like all of these RV podcasts have sponsors. It's crazy.
Is it the hose, like the sewage hose company?
No, and like Rhino sewage hose. No, it's LL Bean. It's brought to you by LL Bean. And
go to rhinogot.com and get your sewage hose tomorrow.
The point is that they got some big sponsors, and I'm just like, wow, this is clearly...
I don't think I would be allowed.
Why?
To get an RV.
Why?
Well, because Mark doesn't like road trips. So I think he would be like, Boyfie, we don't even like road trips.
But you know, there's something to say. It's one thing to not enjoy driving, you know, 8 or 10 hours on a road. But let me tell you, it's nothing compared to driving 8 or 10 hours on a road towing behind a 2,000-pound trailer. Because that's fun, Adam. That's woo.
I know you did say it's tiring.
It is, yeah.
Driving with the is it just the is it the sheer like the weight of it's not the actual weight of the RV, it's the weight of the the sheer responsibility.
Yeah, you're towing around like this on big, your huge thing behind you. You cannot stop quickly. Like one time I was coming back from camping, going down the road. I never go faster than 55 when I'm towing. And I take that back. I have gone as fast as 60 on a 70 mile an hour road, but I don't, you know, I generally stay way under the speed limit and I stay in the right hand lane. And there was a car pulled off on the shoulder and a cop had pulled it over. So there was a cop and a car on the shoulder up ahead of me. Wait, I stand corrected. It was a tow truck. It was, you know, one of those roadside assistance cars. It had the yellow lights on it, but they were pulled off on the shoulder. And I was in the right-hand lane of the interstate going 60 miles an hour. And
okay.
I guess whatever problem the person had with their car had been fixed. And they just pulled right out in front of me. They just like from that, you know, from
no,
that.
No.
And I've got this trailer behind me. So I cannot
stop quick.
I cannot stop on a dime. So I'm like slamming on the horn and I'm, you know, the truck with all the little electronics is going, you know, like a potential impact. And it's like, it was just really annoying. And I don't know if this.
Now, was this a two lane or a one lane?
No, this is a four lane. This is a four lane interstate.
So you could have changed lanes if there was no one in the lane next to you.
Yes, but there was. And you can't just jerk your trailer into a lane. It's
I've never towed a trailer, but I would imagine. I have driven a U-Haul before with a bunch of furniture and stuff in it. And any sudden movements in your entire living room set flies against one wall of the U-Haul. So I can only imagine.
Tonight's show is brought to you by Flavacol. The Mix RV show is brought to you by Flavacol, manufactured by Gold Medal from Cincinnati, Ohio. For better tasting popcorn, try Flavacol. Check them out on the web.
Cyclone.
Flavacol.com.
Cyclone says, as featured in Rest Homes Across America, I did not realize that popcorn and or Flavacol was a rest home thing.
I think it was just a joke.
Now I have crepey skin.
Right.
And I'm apparently starting my rest home phase with popcorn with Flavacol.
So this past week, Adam, speaking of old folks, Sater was here in Florida at Disney. This is I'd mentioned this on the last show that we were going to go over and spend the day with him. So we went over Tuesday this past week to Animal Kingdom, Disney's Animal Kingdom. We hung out with Sater. We did the we did Expedition Everest with him. That's the roller coaster there. We went and saw some of the animals. We did the tigers and the otters and all that fun stuff. And I don't even remember the other stuff.
Why did you only go for one day? He was there all week.
So they were there from from Sunday morning until Friday. And he was there with like three other people. He's there on his vacation and he was going to a park every day and they're staying at a Disney hotel. So they're eating at Disney restaurants and everything. So they had their whole vacation planned.
You practically live at Disney most of the time. So
I mean, Zach and I took the day off on Tuesday. We took the day off of work to go over and spend the day with Scott. So we went over, we did some rides, we took some pictures, we hung out, and yeah, we had a great day. And then they had dinner plans, so we went and did our own dinner plan thing. So
did he go to Universal at all while he was there?
No, they were on Disney property the entire trip. Okay. So they were.
Was that at your recommendation? You're like,
no.
You don't want to go to Universal because
no, I believe that
they're
Sater's friend that he was traveling with. He was traveling with his friend and his friend's fiance, and then somebody's mother. I think it was the fiance's mother. Could have been the friend's mother. I'm not entirely clear on it, but so it was Sater and then three straight people. And that guy, his friend, I don't know why I'm not saying his name. It's not like anybody is going to, we'll just call him Bob. Anyway,
that's why, you know, when I talk about my parents' dog, I say my parents' dog and not Shane. Nobody's going to know the name.
Anyway, so Sater's friend Bob is a cast member in California.
Oh, so they got a discount.
Yeah, so they got a discount for all the Disney stuff. So they were using the cast member discount at all the restaurants and the hotels and stuff. So you had a good time? we had a good time hanging out with Scott on Tuesday. And then some stuff happened on Wednesday. So the original plan was, Adam, the original plan was we took Tuesday off work. We were going to meet Scott over at Animal Kingdom. And then, you know, hang out with him and visit with him. And I knew that they had a late lunch reservation at one of the Disney restaurants at Animal Kingdom. So we had planned to go eat somewhere else during that time. And then we did. We went and ate somewhere else while they ate. And then we met back up with them after food and did some more stuff. And then, you know, pretty much till the end of the evening. And then we left.
Why couldn't you eat with them?
Well, the way that Disney dining reservations work, you can't just show up with six people at a reservation for four people. You would have to, and there, it's a busy, Disney dining reservations go very quickly. You can't just suddenly show up with a party. You can't just change your reservation to a party of six.
But I mean, were you with them in the morning, then you split off while they ate, and then you rejoined them?
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
Okay.
Because I mean, Disney dining reservations have to be made months in advance. If you're going to try to get to, you know, an advanced dining reservation for a sit down restaurant at Disney, those generally have to be done months in advance. And so Zach and I just went to a counter service place that we like. So, you know, anyway, it's not important. The point is, Adam, the original plan was we were going to hang out with them on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday they were going to Epcot, and we didn't want to take Wednesday off of work, but we were like, oh, but we do, the Food and Wine Festival is going on, so it would be fun to maybe go over after work and, you know, say hi to them again at the Food and Wine Festival, because they would have been at Epcot all day, they could have done everything, and then you know, just we can go and grab some food at a booth or whatever and say hi to them, you know, and see the fireworks, right? That was the plan. It did not work out. So it did not work out. So
why didn't it work out?
They were in the world.
You're being very cryptic.
Here's the thing. As I get older, much like you were talking about your crepey skin, and I think I made a comment last week that, you know, you're getting old when you put your hands, you know, in your jacket and your dad's hand comes out the sleeve. Because you recognize your father's hands, or,
you know, that's interesting because my dad died before he was the age I am now.
Oh, well, then it's so not
I don't
apropos,
know what his yeah. hand would have looked like.
Not apropos to
but
you.
I could imagine.
Not apropos to you. But you also are a product of your parents, and you carry with you traits that you inherit from them, both good and bad. Yes. Unfortunately. Yep. One of the traits that I inherited from my father was a really quick temper. I get angry at stupid things that I later realize are stupid things and that I had no real business being angry about them. And poor Zach, because Zach has to put up with this shit all the time. But I
like not being able to have your cell phone in line at Universal.
Yeah, you've had to put up with it too. Yeah. So I inherit that from my father. I'll get angry about things, even though I know it's illogical. I know it's, I can't help the fact that it's like being in the restaurant and the waitress comes over and I open my mouth and a stupid joke comes out of my mouth, you know, like some stupid dad joke thing. It's totally what my dad would have done. I can't control it. It's just, you know, you just learn to lean into these things.
It's genetic.
Yeah. So on Wednesday, we texted him when we got there. We left after work. So we left here about 6 o'clock and we were going to be over there about 7. And so we texted him when we got over there. It's like, hey, we're going to be there about 7. I texted him when we left and he was like, okay, yeah, we're in China now. I don't know what he said. They were somewhere in the World Showcase. I was like, oh, have you been there all day? Or did you, you know, go take a break? And he's like, no, we've been here all day. So I was like, okay, well, so we got parked at the park at around 7. And I texted him, I'm like, hey, we're heading into the gate. And he's like, oh, we're in China. Okay. So China is on the left-hand side of the World Showcase Lagoon. And I was like, okay, well, we're heading in now. And then a little bit later, like as we got to the front gate, he's like going, we're in Morocco. No, I'm sorry. Take that back. take that back. He's like, we're in Germany. And I know that Germany is the next country going clockwise around the World Showcase. So I realized, doing some math in my head, aha, well, if they're walking that way around the World Showcase, it's going to be easier for us to go the opposite way and just meet up with them instead of trying to catch them. Because if we try to catch them, then they're going to have to stop what they're doing, you know, sit there and just wait for us. Whereas if we go the opposite direction, then they don't have to stop walking, right? They can continue their trick around the World Showcase and we can catch up with them.
Disney doesn't have like little arrows that you have to go one certain way for COVID or something.
No. So after much texting back and forth, it was determined that we were going to meet in France. So we're going to meet in France because they were going to hit there about the time that we could get there. So we haul our butts to France. Right. We walk, do our power walking bit, and we get all the way to France. And then I get this text from Scott. He's like, oh, we just went in to watch Impressions de France. Right.
Okay.
So I'm like, but that's like a 20 minute movie. So you just wait. So we haven't eaten and there's only an hour and a half before the park closes. Right. And we were over here to grab food at the food booths and there's nothing over in France that we want to eat. So, but I don't want to wait 20 minutes. I thought we were going to say hi to you. I thought we were going to meet. Right. So I got angry. I got angry because I'm just
Is
like,
that when
what
you
the
texted
fuck?
Me?
Yeah. It was close to when I texted you. Cause I texted him and this is where this dad part comes out.
Like,
right. I texted
like,
him.
Fine.
No, it was very passive aggressive. It was kind of like going, well, that's a 20 minute movie and we haven't eaten. So I guess have a nice life, you know, something like that. It was just like, right. It was very, very curt. And then he texts back, oh, I'll leave the theater. I'll come out. Right. And then, you know, the mom part of me, the part that I inherited from my mom is like, when you're being an asshole. And so I'm like texting him, no, don't, you know what? Don't worry about it. Stay where you are. Enjoy the movie. We're fine. We got to spend the day with you yesterday. You know, definitely, you know, have a great, just don't worry.
Why didn't you just get food? And then were they going to watch the fireworks?
Yeah.
I mean, why didn't you just get food and then have them meet you where you were getting food?
Well, because where we were getting food. All right. Keep in mind that he's had a stroke. So he's not, I feel bad. The World Showcase is 1.2 miles around. So I don't feel like telling this guy who's been there all day long, walking in the Florida sun in a park. I don't feel like saying to him, oh yeah, now we're in Canada. So just, you know, hike down to Canada and meet us there. And, you know, it was one of those.
Why didn't you get food in France? What's wrong with France?
All right. So
what do you have against France?
At the Food and Wine Festival, there's booths in each country. There's nothing at the French booth that we're interested in eating. It just, there wasn't anything good. Canada has a filet mignon with mushrooms that I wanted. And then Spain had a charcuterie that I wanted. So those were the places that I was planning on grabbing food. But it's fine.
Scott was in a situation where he was with three other people.
Yeah, I know. I want to clarify. And I want to clarify. Scott did nothing wrong.
No, I know.
This was all me in my head being a Mr. Temper Pants or whatever, just basically freaking out because I thought we were going to meet. The plan was we're going to meet. And it was like, I get
that. Well, I feel like it was poor planning because had we been with Mark, there would have been a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
And it would have had like, okay, 7:05 p.m.
Yep.
The two converge. And there would have been the Canadian filet mignon. That would have been, or whatever you said.
Yep.
That would have been calculated in.
Yep.
You know, 6:30, we'll be having filet mignon. We'll meet you at 7:05 and we'll all go into the movie together.
Yeah.
So it sounds like poor planning.
It was. It was poor planning.
You know?
And it, a lot of it was... You know, I was friends with Scott. I wasn't friends with the majority of the party he was with. So they don't give a shit that we're there. Like they're not gonna stop what they're doing for us to be there. They're on their vacation, and I don't blame them. Right?
Yeah.
They're there on their vacation. That's what they're there for. So anyway, we had a great time with Scott at Animal Kingdom on Tuesday.
Good. I think that would be my, I don't remember Animal Kingdom specifically, but I think that would be my favorite one because I love animals.
Yes.
So I love zoos.
Yeah.
Like, I love SeaWorld. I know I shouldn't, but I do.
No, we, you know, we went on the safari. I think Scott did the safari twice, but we went on the safari where there's all the animals out on the safari that you can see there. Plus we went on one of the walking trails where you could see the tigers and the water buffalo and the tropical birds and bats and all that fun stuff. And there's another walking tour that we didn't go on, where you could see gorillas and, hippopotami, but there's also an otter grotto. And then there's these two adorable tamarins that are there and some kangaroos and stuff. And those are just, you know, the zoo part of the park, right? There's the safari and then the walking trails and zoo. But then there's also roller coasters and shows. And I like Animal Kingdom. The one problem I have with Animal Kingdom is that in the summer, Florida is very hot and humid. And Animal Kingdom is designed to make you feel like you're in the jungle a lot. Like it has very dense vegetation around. And that kind of cuts down on cross breezes. So some of the areas of Animal Kingdom are kind of enclosed with lots of vegetation, and it's so humid and hot. It's like with no air moving. It's like, this is
get sticky.
Yeah, this is horrible. So like, I don't like going to Animal Kingdom in June, July, that area, but we weren't there for it. You know, I will say that
would be fun.
What?
Does it ever get cool in Florida or coolish?
Yeah. Yeah, we're coming up
on
that
time. So those months probably would be better.
Yeah. But let me just say this. As far as times go to go to Disney, Scott had a great time to be there because right now with the COVID restrictions, the European tourists that normally would be filling up the parks at this time of year, because most Americans have, their kids have gone back to school and so they're not going to the parks during this time. And so it's usually foreign tourists that are here during this time. The crowds have been super low. So we didn't really wait in line for much of anything. Even, you know, Flight of Passage, which is their 2 or 3 hour line normally, was only 45 minutes of a wait. So, it was a fun trip. Anyway, we had fun, Adam. That's all I wanted to say. And speaking of fun,
I'm so glad.
I wanted to hear about your housewarming party.
Well, it actually went well. I don't have a whole lot to say, you know, that's funny because it went really well. But I will say this, because, you know, things going well is just not entertaining. Mm-hmm. But beforehand, and I've talked about this before, fast food has just gone to shit since COVID. Maybe before COVID, you know, it was already heading that direction. But this whole, you know, nobody wanting to go back to work thing is really impacting my fast food habits.
Oh, don't be one of those people. Do you honestly believe that people don't want to go back to work?
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but
they don't want to go back to a shitty job. And I think that's the reality of the situation is that a lot of those jobs are just shitty jobs. So
now that was just an off the cuff remark. I don't know what I think, but anyway, so and this was not my fast food habit. When we go to a Filipino party, we will take either Popeyes or KFC. They like fried chicken, and that's easy. You know, I don't mean it that way. I'm just saying all the friends like fried chicken, and it's really good for children.
Yes.
And everyone Mark loves and I
fried
both
chicken.
Like,
who
like
doesn't
chicken?
Love fried chicken?
Everyone.
Fried chicken is delicious.
So we had gone to this KFC.
Yes.
Recently, I think I even said on the show that we had a problem with them. But I had gone to Popeyes the other day and no one even came to the window. And so I said, you know what?
You wouldn't ask. You pulled up to the drive-thru. You didn't cough or like say hello or whatever.
No,
it was dark.
There was no one in there.
You just drove away.
The person in front of me drove away as well. I figured he did his research. Anyway, regardless. Mm-hmm. So we were cooking. Mark was cooking a couple of things. So Lamont is catching Kathy Marshall up in the chat room for what she missed. He summarized nicely. So anyway, we did cook, and he also bought a few catered items.
Yes.
And from his friends, Filipino dishes, but he didn't want to cook them. So he paid.
Yep.
But he's like, well, we out for the kids. We need some fried chicken. We need some more protein.
Some fried chicken.
So I said, okay, I'm going to go. And I had cooked panna cottas. Mm-hmm. I cooked little miniature chocolate pies.
We've heard all about this.
They turned out great. No, you haven't, because I just had the party. I cooked them on Saturday.
We all listen to your award-winning podcast, The Geeky Gay. No,
I mean, as we know, I have permission to repeat things on this show. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You've said.
Okay.
So anyway, so I am done with that. So I said, okay, I'm going to go and I'll pick up the chicken.
I mean, it wasn't just, you mentioned it on this show. Remember, you had the whole strawberry gelatin incident.
Yeah, but I didn't cook all that because I gave up and then I did it all but Saturday.
You had talked about you were going to do that on Saturday.
Yeah, well, it all turned out great. Well, thanks excellent. For asking.
I didn't need to ask because I already knew.
So.
Yes.
I thought, okay, this is a sucky KFC.
This is that god-awful KFC.
They've already told me that no one wants to work there.
Right.
But this is early in the afternoon. This is like 4 o'clock.
Maybe they do want to work there.
Well, no. They had said later in the evening, we run out of stuff because we only have one cook.
Right.
And so I thought, well, this is four. They're not going to be out of stuff yet.
Oh, you're wrong, aren't you?
So what I did is I was thinking ahead. I was planning. So we live about 20 minutes away.
Yes.
From the KFC. Okay.
Yes.
They have an app.
Oh, so you mobile
ordered.
So
I said to myself, self, I'm going to place the order
now
before I even leave.
Yes.
I'm just ordering a bucket, two buckets of chicken.
Dear God.
No side items, no biscuits, just two bucket.
Isn't that 108 pieces of chicken?
No. I did one bucket. 8-piece and one 12.
Oh, okay.
And we thought we were having around 30 people. So, mm-hmm. So anyway. And we live about 20 minutes away from there. So I thought that'll be plenty of time. So anyway, I order it, drive all the way there. Yeah. I get there.
Yeah.
I pull up to the drive-thru.
Yes.
It was pretty much dead. There was no one there. There wasn't a line. I thought, great. You know, I even look at the app and the app says, order is ready.
Your order is now ready.
Proceed in to the, you know, whatever to pick up your order. So I pull up to the drive-thru and I say, hi, I'm picking up a mobile order. And this same woman comes on the microphone and she says, oh, I see that you ordered extra crispy or something. I don't know. I need to check and see how long that's going to be. So she comes back. I wait for like, I don't know. It seems like forever. It was at least 5 minutes. I'm standing there, sitting there. And she comes back on and she says, it's going to be about 10 minutes for that. Are you okay with that? I said, yeah, I'll wait. I said, but I placed the order on the mobile app and I guess it wasn't exactly 20 minutes. I said, what I told her is I placed the order on the mobile app about 15 minutes ago and it's telling me it's ready now. So I'm a little bit confused. And she says, well, it takes 18 minutes to cook the chicken. And I'm like, well, you told me there's 10 minutes left. Anyway, I was like, fine, whatever. I'll wait. I was so they say, pull up to the whatever. They made me pull into a parking space or something. I waited 25 minutes. Now, it took me 20 minutes to get there. Mm-hmm. I placed the order before I left.
Yes.
Then luckily the guy that came out was cute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and by the way, while I was waiting, I called KFC's helpline.
Okay.
And complained about this restaurant.
Okay.
Now, I haven't gotten any email coupons. I haven't gotten a call from Mr. KFC, nothing. But I did talk to a lady.
Mm-hmm.
She empathized with me.
Well, they're good at that.
Excuse me?
They're very good at, I'm so sorry to hear that.
I'm so sorry. I hope your chicken comes out soon.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
I'll contact the manager. So anyway, I mean, the chicken was fine. They probably spit in it. But so he comes out and he says, I'm really sorry for the wait, but at least it's fresh.
All right. So chances are they didn't spit on it because spitting in hot oil is just not a good idea. That's kind of douchey. At least it's fresh.
Well, he smiled while he said it. Yeah. Anyway, so the chicken was fine. I brought it back. The party went great. Everybody loved the house. They all raved about the porn shower.
You should have at least said something about it. Like, well, you're fresh. Like, you said he was cute, right? So you should have like, yeah, well, you're fresh.
I don't think he was trying to be douchey, but it just, I mean, I've been waiting 25 minutes.
Now, is this actually 25 minutes or is this an Adam Burns 25 minutes?
No. It was actually 25 minutes.
Like you started a timer.
I looked at the clock when I pulled into the space and looked again when he brought it out because I wanted to know the reason I was paying so much attention is because she told me it takes 18 minutes for them to cook the chicken.
Right.
So what I figured out is she was even lying to me when she told me 10 minutes. They hadn't started the chicken at all.
It takes 18 minutes to cook. It may take longer than that to, I don't know what they do to prep it to cook. I don't know. Do you know?
Well, I'm just saying I was trying to be prepared. I was like, okay, I'm going to order it way in advance, you know? So the party, the children loved the popcorn machine.
Yes.
It was a smash hit. The adults loved the Bartesian.
They drank all of your vodka.
Well, I'll tell you. Yeah, they did.
It's Filipino people. They love their vodka.
There's a little bit left, like just a little bit.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, I was trying to get rid of those pods because I ordered way too many of them, like I've said, and it worked.
Did they clear up?
Well, I don't know if I mentioned this on my other show, Daniel, but one of them said, "What's your favorite?"
Mm-hmm.
And I had to make something up.
Because you didn't want them to take all your amaretto sour.
I didn't want them to take the amaretto sour. So I'm like, oh, the rum runner's good. Or whatever. I don't even know what I said. Then later, Mark comes up and says, somebody asked, oh, what's your favorite? And he says, well, what was that when we had Boyfie amaretto sour? I'm like, oh, I'm out of those. I wasn't. They were still upstairs. I'm like, there's no way. I'm not taking those down.
I got to bring down the good stuff.
No, I don't have very many of those. But anyway, no, it went really well. Actually, they stayed. At one point, Mark came over and he said, you think they're ever going to leave? They must be having a really good time.
Did you like flick the lights or anything? No. Like, okay, people, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
But they probably didn't leave until around 11:30.
Well, I mean, you guys did the Arkansas event of the season. You had a DJ, you had catered food. Did you have waiters?
No.
Do you have cater waiters walking around? And
no, we just had the Bartesian, the popcorn maker, and the food. We couldn't even get the football game to come on because we don't have cable.
Oh, darn. I'm sure and Mark, you're probably sad about that.
Well, no, it was the Arkansas game, so I would have been okay
with
it.
It was not available anywhere online?
Well, it was going to be on ESPN.
Yeah.
So he purchased ESPN Plus on Hulu.
But it wasn't on ESPN Plus.
Apparently, they don't put all the live games on ESPN Plus. Right. They put a select number of them.
Yes.
And that one was not on there. And so he was ticked off because he had paid money.
And the game wasn't on there. Granted, ESPN Plus is what, $12?
I was on it like six.
But don't you have an OTA? Don't you have an OTA cable replacement? Aren't you using Hulu Live or something like that? Doesn't that have ESPN?
No, we're not. So we only use the Tableau for like network.
Right.
And the game was only on ESPN. It wasn't on any broadcast station. Right, but I'm saying
you could have bought YouTube TV for 1 month or, you know.
Oh, we could have.
Yeah, and just gotten ESPN.
That's like 70 bucks
or anyone else in that room could have signed in to their YouTube TV or Hulu TV. Or, hey, does anyone have Hulu TV? Does anyone have...
Mark was working on this for like an hour. People were mingling. He was like fretting. He kept going on his phone trying to get it. Anyway, we didn't get it. But everything went great.
Well, good.
Kids played the Switch in the room that we set up. And yeah,
it was a success.
It was a success.
I don't know why I slurred on that. It was a success.
It was a success, Daniel.
3, 2, 1. Contact is the secret, is the moment when everything happens. Contact is the answer, is the reason that everything happens. Contact. Let's make contact. Yeah.
Excellent. It is the contact segment of the show. This is a segment where we read your voicemails. No, excuse me. Read your emails, play your voicemails, and otherwise interact with you, the listening public. Adam, do we have any emails?
No.
Okay, great. But we do have a voicemail. Let's get to it right now, shall we? This one comes in from our good friend, Gary Bearden.
Hey, Adam and Daniel. This is Gary in Portland.
Hey, Gary.
10 years ago today, I was noticing on my Facebook memories.
Yes.
Was the start of the Pride 48 live event, in-person event in Las Vegas. Anyway, so I wanted to call and thank you guys for starting, the Pride 48 family.
Yes.
And, also setting up that first live event and for the ones that we've had since then, thank you to all of my Pride 48 family. And again, it's been a great 10 years and I hope we can do that again. Love listening to Mix Minus on Friday nights.
Yay.
And I will be listening to you tomorrow night.
Sweet.
See you soon.
Well, thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Gary Bearden. Did you, see, you're not on the Face Space.
I'm not. But, well, I mean, I am, but I'm not.
But I don't know. Like, did they post the picture on Twitter of that first year?
Yeah, somebody did.
What I loved the most about that was that Baron Frosty like jumped on that Twitter chain and was, you know, talking about how he didn't get sick. He wasn't there.
Well, he said that. He didn't say I wasn't there because they were saying it happened a couple of times. Mm-hmm. I was going to say COVID might have started at a Pride 48 event. We don't know.
We don't know. It could be.
But I never got sick either. So,
I didn't get sick. I don't think it was the I don't think the first year was the year that people got sick. I think the people got sick on like the second year.
But I never got sick.
Yeah, like, I think it was the second year when we were at the Excalibur in that front room there. You know what I'm saying? That studio that they gave us. Because that first year, we kind of surprised them and they gave us this concierge lounge thing. And then the second year we were there. No, it was great. I went through that picture on Twitter of the first Pride 48 and I was able to name almost everyone in that picture. There were a couple of people who I didn't know, mainly on the left-hand side of the picture. Let me see if I can find this picture here. I mean, this is going to suck on an audio show, but, let me see. Was it on Gary's Twitter account? Does anyone know who posted the you know what, I was tagged in, so let's see.
Wow, you and I look a lot younger than we do now.
All right, I found the picture. This is on, in case you're curious, it's on Casey in Denver's Twitter account. So Casey, that letter K, cap, you know, the letter C, the letter N, D-E-N 69, so no, 9, Casey in Den 9 is his Twitter account. And doesn't look like it's private. So yes, you can go and look on that, his feed. Anyway, I can name almost everyone on the right-hand side of the room, right? So Big Fatty, Veritable Virgo, DeBell, Musing Mark, Guru Nudie, Donna Sugars, George in Atlanta, Joey Boohecker, Steven in Wisconsin, Gary Bearden.
Gary, George in Atlanta.
Mark, the Laughing Buddha, right? Yeah. Laughing Buddha, Ramble Redhead, John Ong, Faye Driver, Wes Stone, Gene Bees, Melissa, is that Melissa?
No. Oh yeah. In front of her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Melissa Miranda, something like that.
Melissa. Yeah.
Melissa the Confused or something like that. No, wait. It was her friend.
Not the Confused.
Oh, I don't know what her name is. Yeah, that's the one that I don't know.
She's Ricky's friend.
Yeah, Ricky's,
from,
Big Ricky.
Yeah.
Although I don't see Big Ricky in this picture.
No.
Myself, Sater, Nessa, Christina, Turnip Head, Wes, Country Boy Wes, Gavin, you, Adam Burns, Nicole, Larry, what did he go by on the
Queen something. Larry,
yeah, but
Queen.
What was his handle that everyone knew him as?
I can't remember.
Oh, come on. He was on the Trick Brain podcast with TJ. Back behind that was
Larkin.
And then Mark?
Matt.
From
Matt.
From Greetings from Nowhere. Lurie Dean. And then I don't know who the remaining three gentlemen are. So I don't know who the person directly behind Lurie Dean is. Unless, is that Jerome? That's not Jerome. No, Jerome wasn't there that year.
I'm not sure. The two in the front look familiar, but I don't know their names.
I don't know the two in the front. Were they here with Ricky?
I don't know.
Were they the Foul Monkeys at the time? I don't know. Anyway, can I paste this image into the Discord? Maybe. There, I posted into the Discord. I'm curious if you know who the gentleman in the salmon color hoodie and
he's never coming back.
And colored shirt in the front row. Those two. I've never seen them at a Pride 48 since then. So I'm just curious if anyone knows who that. And also, what was Ricky's friend's, the one that's directly in front of Gene and next to Sater, between Sater and Gary Bearden? What is her name? I feel like I should know it, and I feel bad that I don't. So there you go. That was the very first.
It's Melinda. It's Melinda is her name.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
Melinda.
Melinda.
Yeah.
Melinda, Melissa, something like that.
No, that was, but anyway, it's Melinda is her name. They grow pot.
Oh, great.
At her house. Like, they have a pot farm, and she likes to make cards as well.
So there you go. That was the very first. I think Big Ricky was here that year. I just don't think he made the picture. So
I feel like if Melinda was there, Ricky was also there.
I think I remember Ricky and Waylon and Waylon's husband's name, who's I'm just blanking on right now. I think the Foul Monkeys were there. They just weren't here for the picture.
I feel Waylon's husband went by
Leroy, but I think he had stopped. Stopped going by Leroy at this point in time. This was our unair conditioned room that we were in.
Remind me the guy next to you what his name was.
Steven?
Steven, yeah.
You already forgot Steven's name?
Is he Steven from Wisconsin?
Yeah, that was Steven from Wisconsin.
Oh. Anyway. I forget people's names, Daniel. I'm old. He disappeared. He disappeared. He poofed into a poof of smoke.
Yeah, he did.
And no one knows where he is now.
Disappeared.
He just
went away.
He disappeared.
Just went away. It was weird. So. Anyway, thank you, Gary, for that trip down memory lane. I apologize to the listeners on the feed that had to hear me talk about a photo that you can't see.
I know I was going to say great podcast. Let's look at a photo and name every person.
If you go to Casey and Denver's Twitter feed, you can find it. Is it what does it say on this tweet? So maybe you can just search for this particular tweet. No, it just says I'll never forget it. But I also posted it in our Discord server. So if you scroll up over on our Discord chat, you should be able to find it. Anyway, there you go. That was the contact. Ooh, I can't talk.
3, 2, 1. Daniel, I know you love Big Brother.
Jesus Christ.
I know Big Brother is, but I just want to ask you.
I will say this. I loved the UK version of Big Brother. I watched BB UK for 6 or 7 seasons. Loved it. I don't care for the American show.
Now, to the listening audience, they're not going to know because you're going to edit this out, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. Daniel went to pee in between, that. And Lamont Cranston in the chat room says, wow, that was fast, Daniel. So, and I've always wondered, does it mean anything? The length of time it takes, because when I go to pee, and this is not a recent thing, like, it's not like I'm afraid I'm getting old, but I will pee.
Ah.
It feels like for a straight 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It probably isn't. I haven't timed it, but it's like a really long, I pee for a really, like that Austin Powers scene where he's peeing because he's been frozen forever or whatever.
Keeps going. Yes.
And so I want to know what is the difference between someone that pees a really long time and someone who pees a really quickly? Is it size of urethra? Is it bladder size? Is it, you're just going more often so you have less?
Yeah, I would say it's probably all of the above, maybe. I don't know. I feel like I pee a lot, so I probably have a very tiny bladder because I can't just go hours and hours and hours without peeing.
I mean, I pee a lot as well. I mean, I drink a lot also.
But also, the bathroom is literally next door. I mean, it's like the...
Literally.
It's right behind that wall right there. So it's not like I had to go very far to pee.
Well.
So
there you go. There's
people listening on the podcast, there was like a 20 minute pause there. Adam's just,
it was really short.
You could not have made extra crispy fried chicken in the time that I peed.
So there's a reality show that Mark and I both really enjoy on Netflix.
Wait, what did this have to, what did the peeing have to do with Big Brother?
Nothing. I was just, Lamont said in the chat room, wow, that was fast. I don't know. I'm saying Big Brother is in relation to this topic.
Oh, okay.
So I know you don't really dig Big Brother, at least the U.S. version.
I do not care for the American version of Big Brother. It's horrible.
But there's a reality show. I think you like reality shows somewhat, though, right?
I love Survivor. Oh, by the way, Survivor's coming in a few weeks.
You may hate this one, but I want you to try a reality show called, and I know I mentioned it on Geeky Gay, I'm pretty sure. But it's called The Circle.
Yes.
I love it. So these people, let me just tell you the premise. Maybe you know it already, but let me tell you the premise. These people go into this apartment building and they each get their own apartment. They never see each other, but they have this social network, air quotes, called The Circle. And they build a profile, and the only way they can talk to each other is via these chat rooms. Mm-hmm. And they'll open a circle chat or whatever. And they have games, and they have, you know, it'll be like, okay, everyone's going to decorate a cake, and the circle will deliver cakes to their door, and they'll decorate cakes. And so they have competitions and all that. But they also form these alliances, like on Big Brother and stuff like that. And then during each show, they will rate each other. Mm-hmm. And then the two at the top are the influencers. And they get to pick one person who wasn't in the top two to block from the circle. So it's all like social media kind of tie-in, you know?
Yeah.
And then at the end, the kind of the last one remaining wins the game. You know, when they do other things, they like one person will get blocked. They'll bring in someone else. And then the other thing that they do is they will have some that are catfishing. So it's like if I went in and pretended to be Veronica.
Yep.
And, you know, all of my photos were a blonde girl with, you know, big boobs or whatever. And I'm like, hi, everyone, I'm Veronica, you know, and we love it. It's and the thing is, Michelle Buteau is the host.
Yes.
And she's a comedian. Mm-hmm. And some of the lines that she says during the show are just so fun. We crack up. She's just so funny. Right. Anyway, I really like it.
You know, I tried to watch a couple of, you know, when it first came on, season one. And it seemed staged and just seemed so over the top kind of thing. I will give it another try. But I wanted to address one thing. You were saying, I guess they just bought out the whole apartment building. You know, they just
well, maybe it's not in that apartment at all. I don't
actually,
know.
Actually, it is. It is in that apartment. And they did. They do. That entire building is, you know, is owned or rented out. Whatever you want to say, it is absolutely done there. But do you know where that building actually is?
It's in England.
Yes, it is in Salford. It is in Salford, England. It is because the Circle started in the UK, and when they branched out to US, France, and Brazil, they all used that same building. So they just cycle through the different countries. So that way, the building is occupied most of the year. What they do is they mix it in with aerial shots of Chicago and New York, and they kind of mix those together in some of the aerial shots around it to make it feel like it's part of the US. But there you go now, Adam. It's not that building is not even here. But they do actually, those are actually apartments in that building. So that is the thing.
And you know, when someone gets blocked, they say, you can meet one person. You know, and then they'll show a shot of them like walking down the hall and you're like, oh my gosh, who are they going to meet? Who are they going to meet? Like knock really, on the door.
I'll give it a shot. I'll give it a shot. I'm just there, you know, not
I
much
mean, if
more.
You already didn't like it, maybe you're not going to like it. I don't really pay it. Like all of these reality shows, they're all staged.
I mean, I did watch Nine Perfect Strangers just so I could see, what's his name's butt? Because you said that it was in there.
I don't even remember whose butt's in there, but did you like it?
I mean,
not his butt, but
I'm only up to the episode where I saw his butt, so I can't tell you yet whether. I mean, I love most of the actors in that show, so.
The guy from Good Place,
yeah. Manny Jacinto, is that his name or
Jacinto?
Jacinto,
I think.
Yeah. He has a nice.
That's a nice butt. Nice.
He has
nice
a nice
butt.
Body.
Yeah.
News game. It's the news game. It's the news game. What questions will he ask? Ooh, I was a little early there. Adam, it is the news quiz. No, the news game section of the show. God damn it. This is a segment of the show where Adam is going to read me five questions from the New York Times news quiz, and I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will answer said questions. These are multiple choice questions. I will try to answer it without using the multiple choice, but if I get stuck, I will free to ask for those kind of things. After I undoubtedly score 100% on this news quiz, because I'm a very well-read individual, Adam will try to take me down a peg by giving me some Trivial Pursuit questions in 60 seconds. But that's later. Let's get right now. Adam, what is the
but
first question?
But then you'll try to make it seem as if...
What is the...
You know, they just added bonus points.
They are,
and it was
they're totally bonus points. What's the... Adam, what is the first question on the news quiz this evening?
All right. In a speech on Wednesday...
By the way, hold on. Do you have your bell and your buzzer set? Because we have been taking shit on another podcast, on that little fatty cast. Big Fatty had the gall to compare our sound issues with their sound issues. And let me tell you.
I don't think we have sound issues. I just say.
We don't. Sometimes there's a small delay when Adam forgets to flip a switch or whatever. But you got your bell, right? You got your bell? There we go. All right. What is the first question, Adam?
In a speech on Wednesday, by the way, President Biden is what I was about to say.
Yes.
My mom, in our little talk that we had, I don't think we've talked about it on the show, but anyway, it doesn't matter. Yes. If you listen to Geeky Gay, I talked about it with my mom. Mm-hmm. So she says, somehow Biden gets brought up and she says, and you know, honey, I know that Biden is, I just feel like he's doing his best. He loves the country. And he's doing his best to run the country and he wants what's best for the U.S. But I feel so sad for him because I really think he's got dementia. Anyway, so in a speech on Wednesday, President Biden said the U.S. would help Australia do what?
Oh, get nuclear submarines. In fact, there's several countries that are kind of pissed at us about that right now. So
that's correct. All right, number two, SpaceX, launched a rocket on Wednesday. Again, on Wednesday. Everything
they
happened
did.
On Wednesday.
They
making
did.
It the first company to do what?
So, fun fact. Wednesday, when they launched the SpaceX rocket, was right after I had sent Sater that nasty text. And then was apologizing to him. There was people at Epcot staring up into the sky looking for something. I'm like, what are you looking for? And they're like, oh, there's a rocket going off. And so you could see it from Epcot. You could see the SpaceX launch from Epcot. It was kind of cool looking. I believe the answer that they are looking for, though, is that this is the first time that they've launched four civilians into space.
Okay, the one that's closest to that is launch a crew without any professional astronauts into orbit.
Yes, there are no NASA or any trained astronauts on this shuttle. Yeah.
That is correct. Norm Macdonald, the acerbic and sometimes controversial comedian, died on Tuesday at the age of 61.
Yes.
Which of the following... Oh, God. I do pre-read these. I just had forgotten that I, you know...
You want to skip
it? Which of the following is not true of the comic? Daniel.
Which of the following is not
it's
true?
It's not true.
Okay.
He anchored Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live.
That is how he became famous, so that is true.
He served as the announcer on Late Night with David Letterman.
That was Don Pardo, and no, he worked with David Letterman. He was not an announcer.
Okay, do you want to hear the other ones?
Yeah, but tell me that was. Tell me that was.
He starred in The Norm Show, later called Norm, on ABC.
God, it was horrible. It was so bad. Yes.
He worked as a writer on The Dennis Miller Show and Roseanne.
Yes, that is true.
He wrote Based on a True Story, a delightfully oddball quasi-memoir.
That I don't know. But I know he was definitely not an announcer on Late Night with David Letterman. So I'm going to go with that.
All right. That is correct.
By the way, I have pineapple and mango left. Which one should I have?
Pineapple. Why not? Okay.
You know, Adam, it'll make my cum taste different, apparently.
Oh. Number four. This week, several gymnasts testified before the Senate about a team doctor's sexual abuse.
Yes.
Which organization did they blame for botching the investigation and later receive an apology from?
Probably U.S. Gymnastics. What are my choices, though?
New York's Attorney General, the CIA, the FBI, the local police, or the White House?
All right, read the question again.
This week, several gymnasts testified before the Senate about a team doctor's sexual abuse. Which organization did they blame for botching the investigation?
Okay. They're all like law enforcement. Logically, you would report it to the FBI because CIA is, and none of the other ones are places that you would report. So I guess FBI?
That's correct. Not only did the FBI not report my abuse, but when they eventually documented my report 17 months later,
wow,
they made entirely false claims about what I said.
Jesus.
Michaela Maroney testified.
Jesus. Jeebus. Yeah, I mean, you don't talk to the White House unless you're Nicki Minaj, right?
No, it was what's her name? Rodrigo. Olivia Rodrigo. Okay. There was a singer of Old Town Road.
Yes.
Who attended the Met Gala.
Yes.
In three different outfits.
Yes. Little Nas X.
This last week.
Yes.
What was his name?
Oh, Little Nas X.
That's correct. So far you have 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5, Adam. That sounds like a perfect score.
The news
that
quiz.
Sounds like a perfect score. There's nothing.
We do have a few more questions remaining.
There's nothing that I could, but they're bonus questions. So there's nothing I could do to ruin my perfect score. I have answered them perfectly.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
What's the only remaining European territory on the South American continent?
South America. Morocco.
French Guiana or Guiana, ooh, I'm not sure. Ooh. What Michelle Pfeiffer movie got a boost from the Coolio song Gangsta's Paradise?
Don't know.
Dangerous Minds. What director is affectionately dubbed El Maximo by fans?
Director?
Sorry, dictator.
Kim Jong-un, I don't know.
Fidel Castro, uh-huh. What poisonous snake's black, red, and yellow bands are mimicked on the harmless milk snake?
The coral snake.
That's correct. What do officials in Queensland, Australia advise tourists not to sit on the back of or place any part of their body in the mouth of?
Elephants.
A crocodile.
Oh, okay.
What playing card is known as a knave?
Did you not hear the...
I did, but I...
The maid? It's the queen of hearts.
Knave.
Oh,
knave.
Oh, the knave. It's the jack of hearts.
That's a jack. Yeah. But time was up, so you don't get that one. But
well, I got one.
You got one.
So that's added to my perfect score of 5, makes a 6. There you go, Adam. That's how extra points work.
Whatever helps you sleep at night.
I lose no sleep not knowing that. What did you mess up? Instead of dictator, you said
director.
I'm like, who is Steve Spielberg? Was it
El
Spielberg?
Maximo. That's what they call him on the set, Daniel.
I'm Steven Spielberg, also known as El Maximo, because that makes a lot of sense. Oh, Jesus Christ. 25 more seconds on this.
I guess you didn't cut this out, cut this down.
That is the only thing that we have in common with the Little Fatty Cast is that they have that Rob Lindley Magoo singing part that they constantly talk about getting edited. And I keep talking about this goddamn clip that I have not trimmed down. So that's the only thing we have in common with that show. And make no mistake about it. I got nothing. I couldn't believe that. And Vader just like agreed with him. He's like, yeah, uh-huh. Oh, I don't listen to that show. Because Vader doesn't listen to it. He's far too important to listen to our
far
little
show. Busy.
Far too busy to listen to
well,
our
I don't
little
listen
show.
To their show, so, you know.
I'm going to admit something that is probably very controversial.
Okay.
I don't listen to Big Fatty's show. I don't listen to Big Fatty's Daily Show. But I do listen to the Little Fatty Cast every single week. And
every single week, Daniel. That's right.
Without
that's
fail.
What I do.
I know that Larry Vader is on a cruise right now, so there's not going to be a Little Fatty Cast this coming week. But no, I don't listen to Big. I have too many other podcasts in my player. And it's like a soap opera. Like you could tune back. Like I could tune into today's Big Fatty show and feel like I didn't miss anything. You know what I'm saying? I haven't listened to Big Fatty in like on his daily show for a couple of years or maybe a year. I don't know. But I don't feel like I would, if I listened to today's episode, I wouldn't be like, oh, I have no idea what he's talking about. I have absolutely no idea what he's talking about. It's, I feel like it's like a soap opera. You can come in.
If it was a Wednesday, he would read his coupon.
Right.
You know, if it was a Monday, he's going to talk about the weekend.
Right, exactly. I'm just saying, I don't feel like I missed anything.
If it's not too hot out, he went for a walk.
Yes. Which you used to think was a thing. No, you know what it was? You used to think that Italian Mussolini spaghetti was an actual dish.
Yeah.
Like you thought that there was like a recipe for like spaghetti bolognese and Mussolini spaghetti.
I didn't know. I thought Mussolini had a recipe. It was in the Mussolini family cookbook.
Adam, we stream live every Friday night on pride48.com, and we do so in front of the world's greatest chat room, and we haven't talked about them this evening, but there's a lot of them there. Like, Adam, who is joining us in the chat room this evening?
Well, I've just taken a drink. Thank you. But we have Auntie Scott. We have Capital. Mm-hmm. We have Kathy Marshall. We have Cyclone.
Yes.
We have Gary.
Yes.
In Phoenix.
Yep.
Is PDX the airport code?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. We have Lamont Cranston. We have A.T. Cruza. I believe. Oh, Kathy Marshall is also. Yeah. She listens on the.
PDX,
oh, I said that already. Yeah, I said Kathy.
Yeah, all right. PDX is Portland. Isn't Gary in Portland, Oregon?
Yeah, Portland. What'd I say? Phoenix?
Yeah, you said Phoenix. No, PDX
oh, no,
is
Portland.
Portland.
I'm so confused.
Yes, Adam. And we. When we start streaming at 10 o'clock, we actually record all that piece before we start actually doing the actual show. And we throw those things together on our little behind the scenes club. It's called Level 13. So if you want to like hear our before show and our after show, because honestly, we stay on the stream like what, 26, 27 hours at a time, I think.
It seems like it.
It is days. Just it goes on for days. So if you want to hear any of that, you can join our behind the scenes club. It's absolutely free to do so. Just send us an email, contact@mixminuspodcast.com, and say, hey, I would like to join Level 13. We will give you your very own private RSS feed. It'll be great. You have access to our Level 13 Discord server. And yeah,
do that.
Yeah.
My parents bought, I don't know why they think we want this. But they bought us a pillow.
A pillow.
With a Shih Tzu on it.
Shitty pillow.
Why would I want a pillow, a decorative pillow with a Shih Tzu on it? Like what am I going to do? And the last time they went on a trip, they bought us a kitchen towel with a Shih Tzu on it. I'm like, Mom, do you think I'm going to start decorating the house with Shih Tzus? Well, Mark just sent me a video.
Yes.
Apparently, Sydney has decided the Shih Tzu pillow is a play toy and has now gotten it off the couch and is like doing that dog thing where they shake it around with their head.
She wants a little brother or sister.
I don't know.
So she can shake them around. I think that's what it is.
I guess.
I'm still saying. If someone were to hang a sign on your front door that said Taunty Town Zoo, right? People would go in and they'd be like, it's a shit zoo. Adam, our executive producer Cyclone sends us just tons of volumes of information every week about things that happened in multiple years or in history on the date that we were recording. I can't talk. These are all things that happen on September 17th of some year. This is from the Mix Minus Research Center Archives and Test Kitchen. Adam, today is National Professional House Cleaners Day.
I'll tell you what, I'm glad it was today and not last Friday. I know. Because I had to clean. Would you tip a house cleaner?
Yes.
How much?
What was the cost?
Percentage. Let's say percentage.
Yeah, like 10 or 20.
Okay, so it was $250.
Yes.
And yeah, so I would have tipped $50.
Yeah, that's 20%. Yeah, $50 would have been 20%.
Okay, so I'm good. Okay, yeah. But a good thing it wasn't today. They would have expected an extra something in there.
That's right, because today stocking, is National Professional House Cleaners Day. Did you know that there's an American House Cleaners Association?
No, I did not.
Oh, there you go. This is how you observe National Professional House Cleaners Day in case, by the time you hear this, it will no longer be. But you acknowledge your cleaner's effort. I guess this is just a tip list for Baron Frosty. Acknowledge your cleaner's effort. Leave a care package and support a cleaner or a cleaning business. Those are the three ways that you can honor National Professional House Cleaners Day. Maybe Tim in Alaska. You think Tim in Alaska?
It says normally they work in empty homes, but we were home when they cleaned.
I think so. Baron Frosty and Tim in Alaska, they're probably our only two listeners that have, people. Like, they have people.
We don't have people. We're just having them come over once a quarter.
Right. You rent people.
So.
But I feel like Tim in Alaska and Baron Frosty, they probably have people. Like they
I'm
have.
I'm sure,
people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Molly or Janice or, comes over every week.
That's right.
Maybe lives with them.
In 1972, on September 17th, MASH premiered on CBS, introducing the world to Corporal Max Klinger, television's first ongoing heterosexual cross-dressing character. And boy, did they go out of their way to let you know that he was straight.
Yeah, I know. I want to admit something right here. I don't know. Maybe it's not controversial in this crowd. I don't like MASH.
Okay.
Like, everyone talks about how MASH is like the greatest television show on the planet or whatever. I do not like MASH.
No.
That's it.
I mean, it was on TV when I would get home after school. It was like in syndication and... because it had like a billion seasons and it's like I watched it. But yeah, it was very hit or miss. It was, kind of a comedy, but it was kind of set in war and they were trying to make political statements, but this was a war that had happened so long ago that I don't know that those political statements still hold up. Yeah.
I will say this. I didn't really like any of those TV shows from that era. I kind of liked 80s and older or...
Oh, but here's a fun fact. Did you...
Way, way older.
Did you... I know you love a procedural.
I do.
Did you ever watch Trapper John MD?
I did. Oh, I loved Trapper John.
And do you know where Trapper John originated?
MASH.
He was a character on MASH. Yeah. He was.
But I don't like MASH.
Okay.
But yeah, I liked Trapper John.
Let's see. On September 17th in 1961, the ABC TV series Walt Disney Presents airs for the last time.
When? In 1971?
Yep, 1961. The following week, the series will be called Walt Disney's Wonderful World of Color and air on NBC. So they left ABC and went to NBC in 1961.
Was that one that used to come on Sunday nights and they would...
And it was always delayed by football. And that's why I hated football so much. It's like, you're delaying Disney coming on. And in 2019... After being removed in July, the Tomorrowland marquee returns at Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom with a brand new look. And that is true. I remember they took down the on the bridge to Tomorrowland. They took down the big marquee there and they put it in with a new sleek styling of the new Tomorrowland.
Did you cry?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Why do you got to be like that?
Like what?
On September 17th of 1976, NASA unveils its first space shuttle, the Enterprise.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Did they play that song?
Which they...
It's been a long road.
This is decades before the series Enterprise. I believe the Enterprise is currently on view is... no, yeah, it never flew, but it is at the Smithsonian, and then the Challenger is in New York? No. Which one is Endeavor in New York? Which one is the one that's next to the Intrepid Museum in New York? Is that
Didn't the Challenger explode?
Yeah, it did. So is it Endeavor or Discovery that's at the Intrepid Museum?
I don't know.
Anyway, and in September 17th, 1996, Oprah launched her book club. There you go. Oh. But I think the most important thing is things that happened, you know, that are important in life. Not these silly little news happenings, Adam. I'm talking about things that come from the Weekly World News. In September 17th, 1996, there is an article on how to find your loved ones in heaven after you die. Now, this is a very thoughtful article, Adam.
My mom's going to be the one that's calling homosexuality a lifestyle, so I think I'm going to be able to pick her right out.
No, what I'm saying is, Adam, have you thought about this? Because you believe in an afterlife, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and you believe that part of that afterlife is that you're going to be reunited with all of your past relatives.
I mean, yeah.
So
the ones that are there.
Right, so now the question is, there's going to be billions of people there, right? Billions of people. So how do you find your grandma or your meemaw, you know, whatever you called her? It's like, how are you going to find them in heaven? This article solves that for you. So you should absolutely read this. It's like finding your relatives, friends, and pets after you get to heaven isn't going to be as easy as you might think. But you can save time and make sure you round up everyone you love with tips from people who have had near-death experiences, a leading expert reports.
You know what we could do?
Hmm.
You know people who go on family, they have family reunions like at Disney and places? Yep. And they all wear a special t-shirt, you know, the Smith family, Robinson family reunion, or whatever. So we just all...
Billions of people. They're all going to wear a slightly different hue of cyan or something.
Yeah. And I'll be like, hey, over here. Like,
Adam, it's going to be like trying to find a long lost friend in New York City. You know they're there, but don't have an address. But here are the tips. Here are the tips, Adam. I just want to pass these on to you.
Okay.
Yeah. Number one, guard against complacency. People who have been to heaven say that it is easy to go off on your own and enter a meditative state, simply existing in bliss. If you are too content in that state, it is unlikely that you will do anything at all, much less try to locate people you knew on Earth. So, Adam, don't get too swept up in the hoopla.
Okay.
Number two, move around. Without a body to slow you down as an entity of pure consciousness, you will be able to move anywhere at the speed of light. All right. Light is actually like a physical construct thing. And if you're like a piece of consciousness, I don't know that you would go to the speed of... I don't know that you would be constrained by the speed of light. That seems really weird, but that's just an aside on my part. Let's get back to the article. Rely on this ability to cover territory. The more places you go, the more apt you are to find loved ones. So look around, Adam. Look around.
Okay.
Number three, don't be afraid to ask questions. And lots of them. Yes.
There'll be a nice friendly police officer on the street corner. You'd be like, sir.
Yep. And number...
Have you seen my grandma?
Number four, trust your instincts. As an energy being, and I don't know why they chose to put that in quotes, you will have remarkable intuition and instinct. Listen to them. Trust them. With any luck, they will lead you directly to loved ones.
I mean, RT Cruiser has a point in the chat room. Mm. Unlike you, who only had 20 minutes or whatever to meet up with Scott the Trader, we'll have eternity.
Right.
So eventually we'll bump into each other.
Don't get mad. Don't tell them to just like peace out. Don't tell them, fine. I'm hungry.
Go eat your filet mignon and come back because you have eternity. You're fine.
I'm hungry, so fuck you. Number five, this is the final tip here, Adam. If all else fails, God will help you find your loved ones. It's just like that's Alexa. Nice. It's like Alexa. You just be like, God, where's my grandma? My meemaw.
You think you have to say okay in front of his name?
Yeah, I don't know. You know. Does God have a wake word? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, it's like, that's what I'm saying.
Not really sure. I'm sure that there is some area. Oh shit! I'm sure that there is some area of theology that covers that. All right, I had the wrong player going. So, Adam, there were number one movies on September 17th of different years. I'm going to play the theme song to one of them now. Please tell me what number one movie this was from. Spoiler alert, this is a repeat. Double spoiler alert, you didn't get it last time.
You mean from like last week?
No, no. Probably from last year.
Is it Top Gun?
Yes, Adam, it absolutely is. That is Top Gun. Congratulations. You missed that last time. I think it was last year. Top Gun was the number one movie at the box office on September 17th of 1986.
I mean, I was a little young. I probably didn't see it in the theaters.
Probably not. But, you know, it was a Tom Cruise movie. Weren't you, as a gay man, aren't you required to watch those as a child? I know. Well, never mind. We won't get into that. Many people had their birthday today, Adams. Let's say a very, very happy birthday to Wade Robson.
He's a Michael Jackson accuser.
Nate Berkus.
And he's a dancer.
Nate Berkus and Matthew Settle. I don't know any of these people.
Well, Nate Berkus is a designer.
Yeah.
And he had his own TV show for a while.
Oh, Brian Singer. Noted child molester Brian Singer. There, he's there, 56.
Oh, happy birthday, Brian.
Let's see. I can't ever pronounce this guy.
John Ritter.
John. Well, I haven't gotten to the dead people yet. Rita Rudner. Rita Rudner turned 68 and Elvira turned 70. Also, very happy passing or happy former birthday.
Happy passing.
To John Ritter and Roddy McDowell, both of whom were born on September 17th. But
you can, Roddy McDowell, you can see the twigs and the berries.
Yeah, Roddy McDowell was supposed to have twigs. Like a humongous penis.
In those in this photo that we're looking at.
Also, Hank Williams, the tear in his beer or something like that. Wasn't that a Hank Williams song?
Williams the one who wrote the song that they use for football now?
Yes, but that was Hank Williams. That was Hank Williams Jr.
There was some lawsuit about it or whatever.
Anyway, happy birthday to all of you from all of us. There's like somebody on there, Dustin Nguyen. I don't know how to pronounce.
Oh, it's Wen.
But I feel like I know him. Like if I go to Google Images and search for him.
You say Wen. That's how you pronounce the last name.
Oh, he was on 21 Jump Street. Okay. Yeah, I know him. Okay.
Good. Tell him I said hi.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know him. I know who he is. That's all I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Yeah. Adam, we're doing a thing tomorrow. We're leaving tomorrow to go pick up Lilo. That's our trailer. Our camper, our rig. We're going
to
go pick up
Lilo. Yeah, because you guys like to name everything.
That's right. Picking up Lilo, and we're going to go camping because we're just going to spend one night at a state park that's kind of close to us, the Hillsborough River State Park.
Oh, because you're getting the cat.
That's right. Tomorrow is the first camping trip for the cat. The cat is going to go camping with us tomorrow night and spend the night in Lilo at the Hillsborough State Park. And we're going to, you know, make sure that she does okay, because 2 weeks from now, when we are not doing a show on that Friday night, we will be up at Sawmill Campground for that weekend, and we will have Princess with us. So that's all building up to our big 7-night trip in the middle of October.
Well, doesn't it kind of depend on how Princess does tomorrow night? I mean,
yeah, but I can't imagine
she
can't imagine she's going to do bad. I mean, we're both going to be there. it's a queen size mattress, the same one that we have at home. So, I mean, the same type that we have at home. So it's like, she can sleep next to us like she does every night.
Well, you know how those princesses are, they can feel a pee. So they're very particular about their mattresses.
That's the problem. I just want to make sure that when she feels a pee, that she goes to the litter box and not, you know, on the floor. That's what I'm trying to say. Adam.
Does your RV have a special litter box built in? Was that like a requirement?
No, it doesn't.
Oh.
I mean, we're taking a litter box. We're going to put it in the tub.
Oh.
So that'll be where her litter box is in the tub.
You have a tub and a shower?
Well, I mean, it's a combo tub shower. Yeah. It's a tub for a baby. It's like, it would be a shower basin with a high wall around it. I am 6 foot tall. I could not sit.
But you have to get in that tub to take a shower,
don't
you?
Yeah, you step into the tub to take. Yeah, but there's a bathhouse.
So you're
going
to have to pull her poop out each time you want to shower?
No, we don't usually use the shower in the rig. We use the bathhouse because it's got better water pressure. And so, hey, if you want to send us an email, you can do so. contact@mixminuspodcast.com. You can send us a voicemail. Just point your browsing device to http://voicemail.mixminuspodcast.com and start talking to us. That'll be great. Adam, we'll be back next week, right?
Yep.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.